From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Russian Defense Ministry Tuesday angrily dismissed reports that its planes had launched airstrikes against the Syrian city of Palmyra as false, according to the TASS news agency. All reports by foreign media that Russian planes allegedly struck the city of Palmyra was an absolute lie, according to Major General Igor Konoshenkov, who is a spokesman for the ministry. Our planes in Syria do not strike populated areas, and especially ones with architectural monuments. Syrian state television and a monitoring group said earlier Tuesday that Russian jets had hit Islamic State targets in Palmyra. NATO's Secretary General, meanwhile, rejects Moscow's claim that its military incursion into alliance airspace over Turkey wasn't intentional or important. This is Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO chief.
Russia's deployment of significant forces in Syria is of great concern. Russian combat aircraft have violated Turkish airspace. This is unacceptable.
Again, that is the NATO chief, Jens Stoltenberg. He spoke before a news conference in Brussels Tuesday. Meanwhile, Turkey's president Tuesday questioned the future of relations between Ankara and Moscow after multiple reports of airspace violations by Russian military planes along the Turkish border with Syria. The some steps, it says, we do not desire are being taken, and it's not suitable for Turkey to accept them. That's according to Recep Tayyip Erdogan during a news conference with Belgium's prime minister in Brussels, according to Turkey's Hurriyet Daily News. This is VOA News. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, John Campbell, has gone before a United States Senate hearing today. That hearing was scheduled before the U.S. strike on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz that killed 22, including hospital staff and children. General Campbell has ordered an investigation into that incident and says preliminary results should be available in the next couple of days. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan told reporters that the Afghan military had called for the airstrike against Taliban fighters in the areas. Attackers fired rockets Tuesday at a hotel in southern Yemen that the government has been using since returning from exile in Saudi Arabia in July. Officials and residents said the assailants fired three rocket-propelled grenades at a hotel in southern port city of Aden. Another targeted an area housing pro-government troops. Israeli forces Tuesday knocked down the homes of two Palestinians who carried out deadly attacks in Jerusalem last year before being killed by police. Robert Berger has details.
The Israeli army has demolished the homes of two Palestinian militants who carried out deadly attacks last year in Jerusalem. Israel says the move is aimed at deterring Palestinian terrorists after a wave of shootings and stabbings that left four Israelis dead since Thursday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised a strong hand to fight terror and to quell unrest that has raised fears of a third Palestinian uprising. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded today. Here is an announcement by the organization's Secretary General, Göran Hansen.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics to Takaaki Kajita and Arthur B. MacDonald.
The two scientists won the prize for their discovery of neutrino oscillations, which show that neutrinos have mass. Paralympian star Oscar Pistorius will have to undergo psychotherapy. That's according to South Africa's Parole Review Board Tuesday. Comes after blocking his release from prison just 10 months into his five-year sentence for killing his girlfriend. The review panel had decided that an earlier decision on Monday by the Parole Board to allow the 28-year-old athlete out of house arrest was premature. FIFA presidential contender Chung Myung-jun says he's facing a 19-year suspension by the Ethics Committee by the world body for alleged ethics breaches to support South Korea's failed bid for the 2022 World Cup and for openly criticizing the committee. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.